So here in Dallas,
they've been reading through Srimad Bhagavatam,
and they've come all the way to the 10th canto, to the 47th chapter. So we have been reading about Lord Krishna sending Uddhava to Vrindavan with his message. And Uddhava spent some months in Vrindavan. It's a very wonderful story, which you all should read in Krishna book or Srimad Bhagavatam. And after spending time with the residents of Vrindavan, Uddhava spoke many beautiful prayers in appreciation of the residents of Vrindavan. But as he was just about to leave, Nanda Maharaj and the other cowherd folks came out and they spoke two prayers. And I want to read those prayers to you. So this is Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 47, text 66, the song of the bee. Text 64, Shukadev Goswami said, Uddhava, the descendant of Dashara, then took permission to leave from the gopis and from Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. He bade farewell to all the cowherd men and, about to depart, mounted his chariot. As Uddhava was about to leave, Nanda and the others approached him bearing various items of worship. With tears in their eyes, they addressed him as follows. Text 66. Manaso vritayo nasyu Krishna padam buja shraya vacho bida bainir nam nam kayastat pravanadishu. Nanda and the other cowherds said, may our mental functions always take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. May our words always chant his names. And may our bodies always bow down to him and serve him. So, of course, Nanda Maharaj and the other residents of Vrindavan are naturally, spontaneously, fully engaged in Krishna's service. Their minds are always absorbed in Krishna. Their words always glorify his names and qualities and pastimes. And their bodies are always serving him. But in the mood of humility and separation from Krishna, Nanda Maharaj and the other cowherds pray to him in a way that is appropriate for us to pray. And we can learn from Nanda Maharaj how we should pray. Manasa vritaya nasyu. May the functions of our mind, Krishna padambhujashraya, always take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. Our minds, as we know from experience and as we know from scripture, can be our best friends or our worst enemies. Quite often they act as our worst enemies because they do not take shelter of Krishna, but they look for shelter in material things. Or in mental speculations. When we chant Hare Krishna, our minds are meant to take shelter of the holy name, of the transcendental sound. But our minds are prone to wander here and there, looking for false shelters. So ashraya, we all need shelter. And the real ashraya and the guaranteed ashraya and the permanent ashraya is Krishna. But we are looking for shelter in our families, our community, our wealth, our resources. So this is very important. Manasa vritaya nasyu. May our mental functions, Krishna padambhujashraya, always take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. And vacha abhidanini nam nam. And may our words always chant his name. The residents of Vrindavan are always chanting Krishna's name. And that comes because they chant his glories, about his beauty, about his qualities, about his activities. They're always chanting and hearing about Krishna. And that is what we should do as devotees. We should always be chanting and hearing about Krishna, which includes his name, his forms, his qualities, his activities, his paraphernalia, his entourage, everything about Krishna. And that will purify our hearts and fill our hearts with love. We begin with faith, ado shraddha, and that faith is a preliminary stage of love. And by chanting and hearing about Krishna, our hearts become purified and our faith matures, and we feel some appreciation for Krishna, some gratitude for Krishna, for all he does for us and his other devotees. And eventually we feel attraction for Krishna and love. And kaya tat pravanadishu. And may our bodies always bow down to him and serve him. So we have the deity form of the Lord, Sri Sri Radha Radhanath, Sri Gaurahari, Sri Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra. So many deity forms of the Lord. And so we can do this. Kaya tat pravanayadishu. Engage our bodies in bowing down to Krishna and serving him. You all are sitting in the beautiful temple here, Sri Sri Radha Radhanath Temple. And we also have the beautiful temple of Lord Jagannath in Phoenix. And just imagine what life would be like if you had no temple to go to. It would be terrible. What would life be like if you could not associate with devotees and chant the holy names and discuss the transcendental glories of Krishna? Life would be horrible. And there are devotees in that situation. Recently, His Holiness Giridhari Swami was with us here in Dallas, and he told us about the lives of devotees in China. Even now, they have no temple. They can't have a temple. So we take it for granted, oh, I can go to the temple. You know, we wake up, we think, oh, should I go or not? Do I really have time? I have so many other things to do. We take it so easily. But just imagine if there was no temple. What would your life be like? And these devotees in China, if they were in this situation where they could go to a temple and meet with devotees and have loud kirtan and dance and jump up and down and swing around, they wouldn't be able to sleep at night. They'd just be waiting for Mangal Arati time so they could rush to the temple and have that experience. So this is a blessing, a very great blessing. And here Nanda Maharaj and the other cowherds, although they're eternal associates of Krishna on the highest platform of love of God, but in their humility they're praying to be able to engage in these activities because it's a privilege. It's a privilege. Then the next verse, text 67. There are only two verses. Karma bir brahmayamanam yatra kvapi svarechaya mangala charitair danai ratirna krishna ishware. Wherever we are made to wander about in this world, by the Supreme Lord's will, in accordance with the reactions to our fruitive work, may our good works and charity always grant us love for Lord Krishna. So, Nanda Maharaj and the other cowherds are in the mood of Naralila. Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan are Naralila. They identify themselves as human beings. They don't think that they are extraordinary devotees. They identify themselves as ordinary people. But in this verse, Nanda Maharaj is in such a mood of humility that he's feeling that he may go anywhere in the universe, in his future lives. He may go anywhere in the universe according to the Supreme Lord's will. That is not in his control, and that is not really his concern. His concern is that wherever he is made to wander about this world by the Supreme Lord's will, may his good works and charity, he's thinking that he has to engage in good works and charity, may his good works and charity always grant him love for Lord Krishna. So that's all he wants. And, of course, one cannot achieve Krishna by material good works. Good works here really means service to devotees. And charity means charity to devotees, charity to the cause of Krishna consciousness. That's just, may our good works and charity always grant us love for Lord Krishna. He doesn't want anything else. Often people perform good works and give charity to get some benefit, to get some material opulence in the present life or in the next life. But Nanda Maharaj, in the mood of a pure devotee, he asks, wherever we are made to wander about this world by the Supreme Lord's will, in accordance with the reactions to our fruitive work, may our good works and charity always grant us love for Lord Krishna. So this is the mood of separation. The principle of the mood of separation is that the devotee feels that he is being denied the association of Krishna because of his own disqualifications. And that perception of one's own disqualifications gives rise to the intense mood of humility. And authorities say that true humility is tantamount to love for Krishna. When you actually have that humility, it means you have love for Krishna, or very soon you will have pure love for Krishna. So that is our goal. We want to follow in the mood of the residents of Vrindavan. And that mood is expressed very beautifully here by Nanda Maharaj and all the cowherds in great humility in separation. So we have a great treasure here. You know, I spoke about temples, I spoke about the association of devotees. But in the early days in China, the books were so scarce. You couldn't get the books. And we can't imagine what it was like for them. Anyway, there, I could speak more about China, but no books. No books. And if someone could get a book, it was the greatest prize. The greatest prize. And we have our bookstore in the foyer, and we look at the books. Should I get it? Should I not? I already have so many books I haven't read, and I could use them. We have no idea what we're dealing with. We have no idea. We are dealing with pure nectar. And we have to drink that nectar. Sometimes maybe even by force, because of that disease we have of jaundice or ignorance, nectar tastes like poison in the beginning. But really, appreciate the facility you have and take advantage of it and use every moment you can somehow in Krishna's service. Your mental functions, your words, your bodies, somehow always stay engaged in Krishna's service. So today, coincidentally, is a very auspicious occasion for me. Of course, it's auspicious because you're observing my Vyas Puja, and I'm having your holy darshan. But it is special for two other reasons. Srila Prabhupada said that whenever he finished a book, he felt like he had conquered an empire. So today, you know, we sort of finished the next book called Life's Final Exam. Death and Dying in the Vedic Tradition. So yeah, yesterday Maya Priya completed the jacket. That was the main thing. We were waiting for the jacket. And early this morning, Varshabhanavi sent the inside text, the final version of the inside text, and Thakur Haridas, he had already done the final version of the color plates with captions, so it's all ready to go. I mean, it's a process, printing is a process, but I spoke to the printer yesterday, and they're ready to begin the publication work. And it was my you could say resolution. It was my resolution not to leave America until the book was submitted to the printer and until I saw the proofs and approved the final version for printing. So I spoke to the printer, and you know, he assured me that that part could be done, you know, within a month, easily within a month. So I do feel confident. Well, pretty confident that I can travel. So So my dear friend, Ritattvaja Swami, I sent him my proposed itinerary, and he already has it came at the same time that I got the message that I can phone you, so I didn't look at it in detail, but he said an itinerary. And I don't want to say too much because last year I had to cancel all my plans and that caused a lot of turmoil. But I'm more confident this year. I'm being more cautious about it. So it looks like I would be something like this, going to London about getting there November 4th, then reach Bombay maybe November 9th. We'll have to see how fast I can move, but I am eager to get to Vrindavan. So then maybe get to Vrindavan November 11th. But that's flexible, depending on if I'm up to it or not. And then I'm just earmarking from then, say November, whatever, November 11th, to December 30th in Vrindavan. Then I would go to Delhi for 2 days. It would be the end of the Christmas, well, whatever you call it, the December marathon. And I did that last year. They have like a big celebration at the end of the marathon. So, you know, I spoke and we just sold a lot of copies of Watering the Seed. A lot of copies. So that's what I'm thinking. Go to Delhi like that, December 31st, January 1st. And this year we'll have many moons. And who knows, you might even have life's final exam. And then come to Bombay, you know, maybe, 10, 12 days in Bombay, then another week or so in London, and then back to Carpinteria. So I'll be working on the travel arrangements, but I'm thinking that I will make it, and I'm seeing some of you here on the screen, which is it's nice. I mean, I'm not complaining at all, but if I see some of you in person in Vrindavan, that will be an added opulence. I'm very pleased. I'm happy to see so many of you who were initiated in this very same temple room over the years. Very happy to see that you're still there. You're still there, still chanting, still serving, still smiling. So that's very encouraging. Seeing Jai Satchinandana, like I heard him referred to as a very sort of like a fatherly figure or a grandfatherly figure, and I remember him as being a like a pretty strong young man. But that's good. Of course, generally in material consciousness, You know, we're afraid of growing old. But actually, you know, if you're making progress in Krishna consciousness, old age can actually be better. Because you're more purified, you're more absorbed in Krishna, and that threshold that separates us between Goloka and where we are now, that seems to be getting closer. Actually, a few days ago I visited my chiropractor here in Dallas. He's a, you know, quite a nice person, and he's had some association with devotees. So somehow, you know, these chiropractors and, you know, these types of therapists, they always have like music that they play while you're on the table. So, by Krishna's mercy, he had Vrindavan Symphony by B.B. Govinda Swami. And so I'm lying on the table there, and he did some things that, you know, they were pretty relaxing, you could say. And I was just listening to this beautiful music. It's just Govinda Maharaj and mainly a vocalist. He would lead, and then she would lead, and he would lead, and she would lead. So I'm just lying on the table on my back, feeling blissful and smiling. And then the chiropractor, you know, he came back to my table. He said, Swami, where are you? Have you gone to the highest loka? And I, at first I couldn't understand what he was saying. I said, could you repeat that? And then he said, the highest loka, what do you mean? He said, well, I don't know, what is the highest loka? So I said, well, Krishna loka, or it's also called Goloka. So at first he thought maybe they're two different lokas. I said, no, Krishna's always with cows. Goloka means the place of cows. It's the same. It's the same place, Krishna loka and Goloka. So he said, can you tell me a little about it? So I told him a little, and he said, I think I'd like to go there. And I said, well, I think you're getting closer. Because while Govinda Maharaj's CD was playing, Dr. Stone was singing along with it. And I'd never heard him do that before. And then he's serving devotees, so that's also bringing him closer. So he said, really? You think so? I said, yes, I do. He said, well, I'm taking this as coming straight from God. If you're saying it, then I'm taking it that this is coming straight from God. So he was joking. I mean, I don't want you to take it too seriously, but that was that was his, and he said, I think I'm going to get a bumper sticker made. I'd rather be in Goloka. Yeah, I don't know if you have those in South Africa, but in America they have a lot. You know, I'd rather be surfing. You know, everywhere. You know, at least California. I'd rather be surfing. So his, I'd rather be in Goloka. So, I mean, it's It's encouraging. And then he said, you know, I want to know more about this place. Do you have something I can read? So I said, well, actually, there are two books. There's Brahma Samhita. It's a shorter book. But the language is a little bit difficult. It's written by Srila Prabhupada's Guru Maharaj, and he was a very erudite scholar. So I said, oh no, yeah, so he said, well, I'm not very erudite. I don't think I want that one. I said, well, the other one is Brihad Bhagavatamrita, but it's two very thick volumes. You know, it'll take a long time. He said, I have a lot of time. I don't mind however long it is. So he sort of settled, he's going to come to the temple on Monday. He doesn't work on Monday. So I'll give him the books, he'll see the deities, and we'll see how that goes. So it's a matter of balance. Everything is always a matter of balance. So I think last time I got a little out of balance. And so, you know, my doctor grounded me, as he says. But I pray to Krishna that I can maintain the balance and, you know, not try to do too much too soon and make this journey to Vrindavan, which is our ultimate goal. All right, so it's a special occasion for all these reasons. It's wonderful to be with you all. This technology, I'm not crazy about all the aspects of modern technology, but this is good, actually, that we can be together like this. Yeah. I hear the frogs croaking. Are those the frogs croaking? It wouldn't be the same without the croaking frogs. Well, we can also learn from them. We shouldn't be croaking frogs, but we should be, cuckoos singing the beautiful glories of Krishna. Of course, I'm sure they're not ordinary frogs. I'm sure they're probably glorifying Krishna in their own language. So, my dear devotees, what shall we do now?
Full of what?
Oh, that's very good. That's very good.
And I must admit that your talk was very refreshing and inspiring. And while you were speaking, something actually came up for me. And I think that even if it's just only once a month, we should have you like this online to give us a Srimad Bhagavatam. You mentioned technology is so wonderful. It's beautiful. And even the lights here before us, it's free. And I think all of us are really appreciating your gift. In fact, many of the devotees who spoke prior to your coming on Skype spoke about your ability to very deeply present what is the Hindu Shastra. And it's one of the things that I really miss, because I remember in 1987, you told me in Malaysia that whenever I speak, you should always be in class. So I really miss that. a temple full of devotees, man. So not that only we see you once every Vyasa Puja, once a year like that, but we get to hear from you more.
That's our life, discussing Srimad Bhagavatam. That's what we're meant for.
So maybe you discuss this with the temple authorities and see that this contract with this hand, and I will give us a class. He spoke very well, and I'm sure we'd like now, we'd now like to offer you some repayments.
I am so hungry. You wouldn't believe how hungry I am.
We've slightly changed the format in South Africa. Now we serve the sweets first. So your beautiful birthday cake is actually waiting to come.
Well, I've heard that when there's an auspicious occasion, the first preparation you eat should be a sweet. I heard that from His Holiness Krishna Das Swami. What is it? Oh, that's better. That's good. It's like when Krishna would be with his cowherd boy friends. You know, he would have a sweet and tell them to close their eyes. And then instead of putting a sweet in their mouth as a joke, he would put a flower in their mouth. So we here, they're both the same. Very good.
Actually been very nicely prepared by
Mother
Atma Priya Mataji.
Oh.
Very good.
Yeah.
And I must say that every year she comes up with something new. So I haven't seen this before. And it looks like there's different layers of the sweetness to it.
Yeah, I've never seen it, anything like it.
Okay, so the senior most devotee in our assembly at the moment is Sri Hari Prabhu.
Yeah. I saw Sri Hari Prabhu.
So I'm going to ask you to come up now and to offer this cake to you. And he's got his own special way of doing that. Now we're offering him the
Hare Krishna, Sri Hari Prabhu. I saw you sitting there. I was very touched that you came.
Thank you very much, Maharaj. I'm also very happy to be here. I'm very happy to hear your class. And yeah, it's always a great pleasure to hear from you. This is most wonderful. I'm asked to offer this cake to you.
Okay.
It's a very transcendental activity. So I don't really know what to do now.
Well, you take a flower or whatever you want to give me, and you hold your hand out towards me, and I will accept it.
There's so much to this cake, and I think my challenge here is to get everything that I'm going to offer you. There's strawberries, as I said, there's all these flowers, and the cake basket. I don't know whether the candle itself is also. Thank you very much.
Arriba!
Wow. Wow, that's amazing.
So all the devotees are yeah. Shri Shri Radha Radhanath.
Okay. That was really good. That was really good. Seeing that huge form of me on the screen, I thought of the Govardhan Leela. It's like this, you little guys with your little pieces of cake trying to feed that huge form with a big mouth. Anior. Yes, you can, you can tell me the rest of the menu.
That's very interesting because it's quite elaborate. So maybe I would call one of our head cooks to look for some support here from Mother Manika. Mother Radhanath is sitting next to her. So maybe she can come forward and give you a description of what we have on the menu.
Hare Krishna. Okay. Wow, that's sounding good. Oh, thank you. My mouth was watering. Yes, I know. Thank you. Hare Krishna. I'm sure. Yes. Yeah. Nice. Good. Hare Krishna.
Argue with money, because she spent some time with me in Kapatir. And the last time she spoke, she was giving you to how she served you and what she wanted. And so she knows your life and your likings very well. So she was behind this menu.
Yeah. And she knows when to go off the diet as well. when she said, when she started the one, carrots and broccoli, I was thinking, oh no, carrots and broccoli, I get that all the time. But then when she said potatoes, I thought, okay, all right. it's a holiday. I should go off my diet. No, it's all the devotion. It's all the devotion. And there's so much devotion, I can feel it. And I'm really happy to see so many familiar faces. I mean, I'm seeing you and I'm noting you. If I were to like greet each person individually by name, it would take a long time, but I am seeing all of you and noting your presence. And I guess the only one I would mention is Giri Govardhan Prabhu. It was nice to see him sitting there. That is not just his name, of course he has a wonderful name, but at his age, I know he's very attached to the temple and to doing service, and I'm glad he could be present. All right, well, I won't keep you much longer. Yes? So what's next?
I just wanted to conclude by asking you to have this little thought somewhere in your heart, like how you are now speaking to us. And hopefully, and I'm sure you're going to get a very, very big high goal for it, that somehow we can have your Vyasakuta again sometime in the near future in South Africa.
Haribo, Haribo, Haribo.
For many of us who actually witnessed all your guest Buddhist society, it has been the most wonderful ceremony. So, from my heart, I know speaking for myself, but I'm sure all of us can join me in this, that we really, really love to have you soon somehow in South Africa for your guest.
Yeah. Sounds good. Sounds very good. Yes. No, I basically said it, but just, one other point that comes out in Srimad Bhagavatam is how much the residents of Vrindavan love each other and, how they're all united in their desire to serve Krishna and please Krishna. So I think that would be the only other thing I would add that I didn't say explicitly, that you should have that mood of cooperation in service and appreciation for each other and a care for each other.
Yeah.
We had a very beautiful seminar on the holy name.
Hmm.
And when he saw the seminar, he spoke about a verse which the Son of the Universe wanted himself to discuss. He had not ever gone to the Holy. And he spoke about the meaning of this word, Veda Kashma. And suddenly, when his life was astonished, that suddenly this person gave another money. Appears in the house. So, when you're the answer to the right to pray in the same way that we're leading you today, that you're going away, but hopefully we can carry you with us in our hearts and some of your beautiful mercy can manifest in us. And we know that if it is there, the university of Kabayavasi, it will be mercy of Radha and Sri Prabhupada, the entire series, etc.
All right. So, I will. Did you hear that brief little singing of Srila Prabhupada from my side? No. That was my ringtone. And that was actually Thakur Haridas phoning me, and he's the one, because the printer wanted not only the PDFs, but they wanted a printout. So he was getting the printout ready to send. So I should phone him and then take prasad. Yeah, I would like to thank whoever made this Skype arrangement. It's like this is sort of like a high definition. It's better than I've ever seen before. So, yeah, that's a good contribution. Good contribution. All right, this is hard to do, but someone has to do it sometime. And you know, it's definitely time for prasad for you and for me. So I mean, this is the real prasad, but anyway, I don't mind staying on, but I'm going to phone Thakur Haridas. At least hear what he said. I think I'm going to let you go because, yeah. We'll get together again. That was an excellent suggestion. We'll get together again and discuss Srimad Bhagavatam. Thank you.